Consider stopping. I just wondered, I mean, we particularly didn't know if you were involved with it. situation, in your opinion, with regard to now, what would you like to do with other? I know they're talking about killing the chiefs. I mean, you're naturally going to be for the police. What do we want in terms of other church services and evenings and so forth and so on? Is everyone completely on board on that question? She brought it up herself. She said, I don't see why we ever have anything on the weekends in this church. She thought it was ridiculous that the reps were using combined hospitals. Other plan options. She said, of course, they could work a couple hours. It's not all that much work. She said, we don't ask very much of it. And Julie takes a completely different attitude. And she wasn't going to have a problem with them. They have gotten sort of used to our being so goddamn considerate of Keita and Judge and Mother. I'm sure Julie's all for that. The evenings kind of depend on what we end up with on all these state dinners. If we end up with a lot of these visits, I'm not sure you want to stack a lot more evenings in. And,
well, you could have an evening.
Yeah, because the state, you say, well, now, wait, did you have any ideas as to who, for example, I'm going to go over some of these names of Rose now so that I can see that I'm not quite, I'm going to be sure that Evans is getting the kind of names I want and I'm going to get those things mentioned.
So that was pretty well done.
It is.
And we're pretty well done on really running around on chances to keep you out.
We can lots of others.
We can find to work our way down, and it would, evenings are a good way to do that.
Excellent.
Worship service is not.
No. Worship service is very good for
pretty much local.
Sure.
The only question
that I could do, for example, the idea is that now you can do something, for example, for the purpose of the event, not for the purpose of the audience. The other way you do an evening for the purpose of the audience rather than the event. Now maybe we're all through with those. Maybe we don't need much, but yet,
no, we still need.
I think we do perhaps need to take, for example, Bob on political and other people. There are probably a lot of names hanging out there, people that are lined up. And Stanza's group, you know, is, we've taken 100
Stanza's in, I mean, it expands for
after all, suppose the person gets 25, and she says, you gotta come. Pretty sure. I said, oh, well, I'm on it. Cancel it. And we can do it. Well,
in the evening,
I know we are ashamed of doing that unless we were doing this, thinking of doing one week. It's not an evening. But you know what I mean? I know that we do. We would always limit the social events to 1 week, not a lot more than 1 week.
Well, you're about.
Which this week we were. You know, we needed a little rest this week.
Right? A little this week, and next we've got
the
press conference or a conference or something.
Right.
The following week you got the West Coast. Then the
week,
yeah. And the week after that you got the Blue Line U dinner. Week after that, you got Andrade.
Week after that, we were keeping open because that's the week after Easter.
And the question of whether you want us to take some time in Florida.
Yeah. Well, it's a great one.
Then
I suppose
three more weeks. So the week after that would be with Ron. And then the week after that, May 8th, we were picking Ron meeting at the White House.
May 8th.
We haven't said anything. I mean, that's just on a planning basis. That's what they do.
They do that too, for the big shots that don't get to come to the net.
Yeah, for the foreign
obviously.
Right. I don't know.
Well, they could have a few others, like congressmen could be out of such things.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. We've been doing administrative assistance, assistance all the way through, which I think is fine. But I think actually, you could use that for junior congressmen, particularly Bob. Hell, they're invited to dinner, and they go to the White House for the entertainment. It's a big deal, don't you think so? But you see, there's no problem of rush either, because we never get through those goddamn dinners at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we have a problem. And that's, we can solve that. It's just an idea.
Well, yeah, they need to stop, because they just don't get there.
But there's no reason for them not to. They can
surround themselves to get it done right.
We got an MR guy over there running.
Well, Julia's going to be a hell of a help because she wants her. She agrees with my thought of you want for youth, but now young people just do. And mainly it isn't for the young people you do it for, but the symbolism of having something for young people. And you can pick young people, you got to pick them goddamn carefully. But you know what I mean? The people that were committed to real life and all that sort of thing, And also the young people in the administration, the same group. Get quite a good, good-looking bunch of kids.
Yes, sir.
Pour in there and yell and holler and dance and praise him. Also, a young people's church service group, to which I would say is my top speaker.
The church.
Well, the church got to teach you
for the one month through June, and then
right.
Well,
the one month. The one is already set up. It's the one that the White House corresponds to for the system of the church. I've got to be able to do anything anyway. Every month, that's on Sunday.
We had 2010, I believe, that would be when you might be when you're in
Africa. But I could also go to Mother's Day.
Unless that's when you're in Africa. Depends really on how the trip works out.
Sixth. You know what I mean? There's
right.
Always a possibility. I have gone through and so through weeks and Mondays and so forth. We can just do my own guide so that I know what it raises me in the future. Set up. I know you've done it too, but I sometimes get caught by the White House correspondence or something. I could have probably told them I wouldn't be able to say it. I said that they're just doing that. By the radio, they're just making a week. No reason the White House has to go on Saturday. That's the point that you've made, that I realize that we don't have to get started on the Saturday class. Anyway, what's your review as to what we would like, what would be useful? And the point is to use the White House just as effectively as you can, ruthlessly in that way. Now, we've used it goddamn effectively, I must say. I think in the summer we'll knock it off. We'll knock it off maybe because we'll be in California and so forth, we'll do something else. Then in the fall, the damn season, and so forth, start cracking. Once a week, just go. If you do it on that basis of once a week, it's not much of a burden. I think what really cracks you is when you double up, when you have one, two, three events. In other words, you've got to be with us. You can probably fly out and you do something the next night and so forth. You've got a little bit more person. The thing is, you never know if it's once a week, even though you're in the middle of a hell of a difficult problem like monetary situation, or you've got to do a speech or so forth, one a week is going to hurt you. If you have two, it busts the hell out. The problem you get into is you, by the evening, you sit in the White House, you should schedule way long ahead of time. Those shouldn't have that problem. This thing we had to change at the last minute. And that wasn't as good a show as we could have had, first of all. And secondly, it was the wrong audience to a great extent for that show. If you're going to have a country music, we should have loaded it with
congressman from Kentucky. We had quite a few in South Bend, because all everybody we had it happen. The ones we knew when we started, I would rather than right and what really, of course, saved was the last two numbers. The last two numbers had the Batman's phone. And the time that made it personal, I was afraid they were going to ignore Pat's birthday, which would have gone off very unfortunate. But, and they read the green bow tie. Your green bow tie and their last two numbers and the poem. And the poem and the personnel, Bonnie Owens standing there crying, and he was pretty. Over the sort of the personal one. Mario only violence. No, the girl is why. Mario is. When we at the end, she was completely overwhelmed. Birthday full. You know something that really that was a very well done thing. This is a classic guy like this guy. He sure is. He's got a presence like nobody. Well, the way he strutted in there, you know, wearing that hat. Took a man. The difference between him and those guys, that first captain was just, I wouldn't have to give it to him, but I would hit it. But anyway, that was no problem. I mean, and after that, when the people have come, you have to realize the other thing that is that most of our people don't have any understanding of it. It means so much to send them upstairs. Yeah, the first thing went upstairs, all the flowers were out, they went into the dining room, they dug around. But I said, oh, that's a big deal. A Michael Day thinks, and he's a pretty shrewd observer, he says, both in the church and the others, he says it may be that they become too available. He said, of course, he's referring back to his grandfather, and frankly, the Kennedys, they didn't have all that much. But boy, when they came, it was one hell of a thing for somebody to come. Rose, for example, 8 years went to one after dinner. Never put there, but one after that. But that's what she should do. That's all we have Agnew's secretary do. Right? We've done more than that, I must say. Agnew's staff has been there quite often, as I say, and it's your summers and others still yet. But nevertheless, Christ. And I was who I brought up David, and I were talking about the Houston Savoy and Camp David and so forth. He realizes that these curses are not so really true of anything or anybody, that if you get something that you think that it's, well, here we have it again, doesn't mean you nearly as much as if you have it once, and then maybe not again. So that's why you should shift. It really is true, it's shifting people. I wonder if sometimes we have maybe overloaded just a little. Of course we have. The reason is because of our psychology. The first 4 years when we're continuing with the pensions this year, for reasons that I understand, that we've got to win the Congress and the Senators. You know what I mean? It's that. Rather, all we wanted there, all we wanted there was one cycle of social stuff, and then you've done it. I don't know, I'm just thinking of your advice, for example, the use of Camp David with the captain and the Savoy. That's a terrible mistake what we did there. And I think you got to be very careful on the upstairs thing. Yeah, we've got it now. I mean, that was Pat's birthday, and you try to have a reason to do it. But we're not going to do it every time. Did you sure should? No, sir. But then everybody expects it. Hell no. Then you have like the POWs, and then you should have the upstairs. I'm sure it's that they should see. Well, first, we're going to need to get them spread around. That's right. Thank you. 60. Well, if you're going to do 60, why the hell not do 100? The 100 is perfect. You just, 100 is perfect. Then what he would do afterwards was go in and he'd go in and sit and talk a half hour. He liked to gab afterwards a half hour, but with only a very few, which is a mistake. And I do. Don't go in there and get three or four. Then somebody else, you always let it, always, it's the parts that come up. And that's the letdown anyway, because then you leave on a high point at the, but you see Bob, you're top your staff there, and you're captain people, and they're talking to them. And they love to talk to them. They sure do. It's a big deal. And they do, they deserve more they can say than I can, too. Well, and there's more, like a lot of them have things they want to, questions they want to raise and all that. It's better to have raised with the staff and captain. Well, like we found out with the governor's thing. Just having to go out and make a living, which I did have to do, I guess. But you get caught with a KO that you don't have to. Well, but they, well, they thought I had to. I didn't want to. Well, I better spend a little time because the governor is so sensitive about no more. So we really got that working awfully well, just with the dinners. The fact that we go in and shake hands, but without the four guests. Goddamn, that's good. And the four guests is worn out, and it saves time. And then they can move. There, what you need, though, is to have one of our people, not the chief of protocol, who won't know his ass first base, but one of our people who knows the major financial contributors, the major ones that would be in a whole lot, he takes the responsibility for bringing them up, or is it the chief of protocol? You know what I mean? You just about got that. That's a great honor. It's a great honor. We'll find somebody who knows how to benefit if you bring them up and let them eat that foreign visitor. Now, what would you have, for example, if I had another church service, an evening tour would have, like a church tour would have? But we've got a list of still that we've been working down that we wanted to have. You still wanted to have the living room spot guys? No, I don't mean to say the preacher. Well, yes, I'll stand it. Oh, hell, that's a good money. My church, I would argue that you do that simply because you've got to be doing church. You need to maintain the facade of the religious observance. Now, incidentally, today, there's one reason, or even. Today, of religious observance, we were flooring to a church in Florida. That comes to the church. You know what I mean? You don't have to have a church service in the White House any time, do you? Like on Mother's Day, or on Easter, go to church. And it's just periodically about being as some kind of religious thing, which is fine, like you know. But if you don't, and it's easier to go, easier to hear than it is to have a lot of the connection to the. And then, see, now here's one church service in the group. I thought we only have one. But we load in an awful lot of the second level. Government people, you know what I mean? Their assistant secretaries and their wives.
Right.
Well, that's the chief secretary. But I don't think they need to be under doing anything necessarily. I think they can come to a church until we get through. In other words, until we get through the financial contributors, I see no reason for those people to come to an EJ. I can agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, on the other hand, it would be easy to work some of that level into after dinner things. Yet I think on those, getting through those interviews or decisions are enormous. I must say they really are low far life of the ministry decisions. Like, all these guys pay the salaries they do in such double service. Why get those people into church services too, which is another place for them. The church doesn't seem to be a something people consider to be a big event. Even, I just think, well, it's not as big an event as an evening. The biggest thing is a state dinner. The next biggest thing is an evening at the White House. The next biggest thing is a church service. The next biggest, I think, is to come after a state dinner.
Well, yes.
And then the other is a church service. But all of them are really worthwhile. And the kid thing, that feels to you, doesn't it? That's good.
Yep.
For both church and evening. Yeah, but I wouldn't, you want to at all. I see it as a new establishment there, which is to say that you want to get some educators, some columnists, some broadcasters, some editors, publishers,
and people in the government that are of the Mr. Giza Foundation, like the government, some foundation movers and shakers in the world, some moderators, movers and shakers in the establishment.
Right.
Labor types, a couple of labor types.
Yeah, you bring over, you would bring me, or you might bring me, but you bring, you certainly bring Jay Lovestone. See, that would be,
they make you purposely do Lovestone instead of me.
Yeah. Sorry, but I made him look up. Good. That's the way to put it.
But it's sort of looking to the, trying to take the quota thing. We really ought to work on a quota basis. We got a couple blacks and a couple Mexicans and all that, but not just political, not just new majority. The new establishment people that
well,
come in.
Well, the new majority basically is that Italian thing. It's a new majority without question. It's got to be Italian people under years. The Brown thing, we should get some financial advice in.
Right.
Yep. The same with the Shah. Financial advice if he comes. I was going to ask you, whether you ought to, if you think you ought to talk to Henry, well, not Henry, you and the judgment, but you really got to make a call, talk to Edgar, about reconsidering Jews coming to Washington. You know, I'm very worried about that. I know you, I'm sure you are. And we're going to, you know, put him in isolation, virgin in California. I think here that there's likely to be a very sour, nasty business with these assholes out. Now, the other side of that is a lot of people, some people, will say, well, demonstrators always hurt the demonstrators. I'm not quite so sure. And so in this case, I'm just not so sure. What you think about it? Or are we crossing the bridge?
He's got a problem that he can't meet because they have talked so much about it. And if he cancels it, it's
going to be more than because of the great concerns he's got at home. He can only spend 2 days. That's all. We're going to come meet him then. I have an opportunity. Who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to somebody?
Some of Urban's comments, his constitutional lawyers, moving to the next express a political view, and what the president hoped is a high-level approach to the thing is turning it into a political circus or something like that.
Too early.
Too early for that.
That's probably a better point, is it?
Well, these are suggestions that I've picked up this morning.
You see, there's a time to do that, but it's too early to start drawing the sword on Irvin yet. I mean, until it becomes, when the political circus thing is, when everybody has seen it yet, and everybody's stirred up about it. But for us to say it's a political circus, they can build it up. My own hunch is to say the, sure. I don't think there'll be a
that they'll charge him with the crime, and then what do you say?
What I said the other day in response to Adams was simply to say, look, I'm not going to attempt to parallel the two situations for you. The facts are out there. You can make your own conclusions. But I'm planning, I haven't gotten into the substantive thing, because then they could drill on that, but I suppose that's the place I should probably go. So he testified to talk about his involvement in this leadership, was it?
He went up on AT&T. He also, he didn't go up on Cincinnati, and that he filed a written defender's honor for a private discussion on the thing he went up on was AT&T.
What about the Myers?
What is he to hire somebody?
Yeah.
Got his own warrant.
But, you see, can't that be parallel? If he went up on the
or is it AT&T, we all know he's not sure parallel. So that happens.
So I guess the best thing to do is just raise it too.
Well, the other thing to look at is it's not at all bad, maybe, to spend the next 2 or 3 years in a prolonged court case on whether they want to compel White House aides to testify rather than spending it in the open Watergate hearing.
Well, they'll probably do both.
Maybe.
See, they got a lot of ground to plow, I would say, without having to fight on stage. Well, I think you borrow trouble to make some peace on me. And I rather, like you said, I agree with my feeling that don't crack her and not surprise everybody else in the other three. All think we should get an
answer. No, we were just coming up with various things.
John's feeling was that very strongly that what he did is restatement of our position that we're losing that. That's where the because Irvin was more dramatic. When Irvin comes on and paints the picture of hauling all of us off to jail, and you know, that's a hell of a point figure than the doctrine of separation of power.
Totally intrigued with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay there with those. said, John Dean. Hiding in the White House grounds will ever on the card miss any.
On the IT team.
I'm not sure we're going to have
get into all of this, and I wanted to raise.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Of course, you're going to have to get into it. They're going to have to do it for a while. Let them hammer away, let them write it, write it, write it. It may get tired. It may. It hasn't yet. Or at least they don't think so. They've been writing through 6 months, haven't they?
Thank you.